Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
Okay, so I'm Yves Chedemois, Whitehead nickname on D.O, and I've been the co-maintainer of CCK in Contrib along with Karen Stevenson, Karen S, for the last 2 years. I guess we were at the wrong place at the wrong time back then, because it was the early days of CCK, it was 4.7 era, and John Bob Schaefer wrote and designed the module, and then I'd never been in direct contact with the guy. I think the idea is that he got burnt out with the issue, and I guess he sensed that CCK was something big, and he got it to the point where it worked, and then the issue queue stalled, and it basically froze for a couple months. And we were a couple people actually in the middle of building a project, a website or something using CCK, and were saying, hey, this is really great, but there's this small bug, or it would be really cool to add this feature. And so Karen and I were the main people to do that. And, well, we had no answer, no movement there. And it was Moshe Weitzman who, I think, contacted John Bob and said, okay, there are those two people. Why don't you hand the module to them and we'll see what happens. And so here we were with the CCK on our shoulders. And our mission was to, well, A, not break the baby, and B, bring it to core. Keep it small, not add too many features, and bring it to core. So the not adding too many features side, okay, we tried to keep in line with that. But there were needed missing features. The D5 upgrade and then D6 upgrade were the opportunities to do some major re-architecturing in there. And then D7 was really the time to do this. It was supposed to be done in D6 already. Nobody had the time to do this. Simply upgrading CCK from D5 to D6, it took us almost a full year, so there was no time to do the additional core work. And so for this one, let's do that. We'll need help from the outside. Dries really wanted that to happen. I think he really encouraged Barry Jaspan to chime in and provided Acquia resources, a bit of funding to fund sprints, have some people come over to their offices in Boston and start the thing out. And yeah, that's what happened. I think we were thinking that we'd be able to get the thing done, you know, 6-7 people in a room, and get the thing done in 4 or 5 days, get most of it done. Well, it took another 3 or 4 months to get a committable patch, and we're still not done with the list of to-dos and issues and bugs, obviously. But most of it is done, which is cool, but was exhausting.
So one of the things about CCK is that it's sort of a partner to Vue's in a lot of ways. So maybe you could talk a bit about the evolution of CCK and Vue's together and how they've sort of played off of each other over this sort of evolution in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's an interesting biological pattern in modules evolution, probably. They really do pair along. And I think it's a coincidence. I don't know. I wasn't there back then. It looks like it's a coincidence that they both sort of happened at the same time. But I think Vue's was there. There was a Vue's in 4.6, while CCK only happened in 4.7. So Vue's was the first one. But it's true that they took their they became big together and because of each other and thanks to each other, probably. So, yeah, what we saw for D6, for instance, is that we all know that Drupal 6 release had an issue of being ready too early, Drupal core being ready or contrib modules being ready too late. But okay, the bulk of CCK code was ready about 4 or 5 months before the release, the actual CCK release. No, that wouldn't be fair to say we had to wait for Vue's, because we had our own bugs to fix and issues to sort out. But basically the thing was that, okay, the storage part is done. Now we really need to figure out how to integrate with Vue's. And Vue's also really took the existence of CCK into consideration to build the highly evolved and new features in Vue's 2. So yeah, they do live in a symbiotic world. And this is still going to be true in the future, with the strange fact that one of them is in core now, and while the other isn't. We know it's going to end up being in core at some point, but D7 will be an intermediate release in that regard, in that, okay, previously CCK exposed its data to Vue's, and Vue's took care of exposing core data. Now fields are in core, so fields cannot expose their data to Vue's because Vue's is not core. So it's going to be the job of Vue's to take into account the existence of Field API. One of the big differences in Field API Drupal 7 is the storage layer has been abstracted out. We have this notion of storage engines. You can pick different storage patterns for your fields, and those storage backends can be local in your local SQL database or could be remote. And so it becomes the job of every field storage engine to expose its data to Vue's so that Vue's can handle them. And it's going to be an extremely interesting set of features opened up by this and by the collaboration of both. It already kind of started in Drupal 6 with Vue's 3. I think that the Vue's 3 branch, I don't know how stable it is exactly, but it has this notion of remote entities. You can have views of Flickr images. And it kind of maps with this notion of you can have remote fields. So you can have remote data on remote entities and do your views with local stuff, remote entities with local added fields, and pretty mind-blowing stuff. I think Drupal 7 will get out, views will get out, and Drupal 7 core with field will get out. We have lots of interesting new ways of building with Drupal sites to discover. I think that's the main idea. It opens up so much that we don't really know yet.
And so being that Vue's and CCK are the kind of de facto top two downloaded modules aside from the Drupal project itself, talk a bit about what keeps you involved in being able to balance the work on development on CCK, but also, you know, doing regular sort of Drupal work for your job.
It's a hard balance. Actually, it wouldn't be fair not to mention that both Karen and I are basically out of CCK D6 work right now. We have a new co-maintainer, which is Marcus Pitrix. I don't remember his real name, who is German but lives in Spain, and who is doing the maintenance and addition of new features in the Drupal 6 branch, because right now we cannot do that anymore with the D7 core work. And so, yeah, what keeps you involved? I guess the answer is different for everyone. I guess I have a pretty destructive notion of duty and, oh my God, if I don't do that, we're screwed, or I know how this works. It will be so much more complicated for anyone else to do that. I should really be doing this. So it kind of it's your brain. And the specific thing, I guess, about contrib modules as CCK, views, probably, I don't know, panels, image field, image cache, is that unlike probably most other contrib modules that are developed by someone primarily to scratch your own itch, and then you accept patches, you debug it because you also need the features, or you want to do good, or you don't work on CCK to scratch your own itch. You work on CCK because you sense that, yeah, that feature would really be needed, or that bug is really bad, and you cannot have that many sites out there having that bug or missing that feature. So yeah, it's kind of a guilt mechanism, probably. That's a motivation, and at the same time, you need to be able to step back from that a little and say, okay, the world won't crash if that's not added or that's not fixed. But, well, some bugs, the world does crash, and you get that in the issue queue. But And I guess the other motivation is, okay, Barack Obama's administration is building websites using Drupal. Look at the raw HTML on the page and look for content.css. Yeah, it's running CCK. Yeah, it makes you something.
And finally, with Fields and Core and Drupal 7, there's obviously going to still be a contrib element of CCK. So what's sort of going to still be in the CCK package in Drupal 7 that didn't get into Drupal Core?
Okay, so we don't know if it's still going to be called CCK because the name wouldn't make much sense anyway, aside from being the legacy name that everybody is used to. But what was in CCK D6 that is not moving in Drupal Core 7 are basically a few field types, such as node reference and user reference, because A, there was no real use, actual critical use case for that in Core, meaning there was no existing Core feature that needed that in order to be moved to blah blah as fields. I don't know, possibly book module and book parent could be a node reference field if we wanted to move that from a hard-coded feature to being an actual field API field. So that would be a use case. But other than that, getting a field type module right and bug-free and polished and feature-rich is quite some work. So if it can live in contrib, it's as good in contrib. Plus Node-ref and user reference have some fairly tight integration with views. So moving them in core while views was in contrib wouldn't be easy anyway. So both those field types will stay in contrib and will probably grow and enrich and get new features. It's bad that way anyway. In CCK, we had this notion of field group where you could structure your forms in field sets and move fields in field sets. This is not making into core. This will have to stay in contrib. It's the same. There's a lot of different ways to make the module better with more features. In Drupal 7, we have now this notion of HTML field set. We have also the notion of vertical tabs, the jQuery enriched nifty vertical tabs. That could be a cool feature too, being able to build your own vertical tabs and drag your fields into them and structure your forms or your displayed nodes using vertical tabs. So yeah, it has a very large potential to strive in contrib. Obviously, views integration will not make it into core. Moshe Weitzman is currently writing a patch to Devil module to move back. We had some code to integrate CCK fields with Devil generate, the automatic generation of content. So this will move back to Devil module. And we had a module named field permissions, which allows you to say per role, this role is allowed to edit this field or view this field, and this role isn't, and this stays in contrib too. There's no use case for this in core. It's there in contrib and it works. And field API, we made sure field API in core has the hooks to support that, but the actual implementation stays in contrib. And so probably the last point is the upgrade path. You had a site in Drupal 6 using CCK with data in your CCK fields. The field storage in D7 changed a little. This will need upgrade work and messaging, which probably will be handled not like your common update.php update mechanism. It will need a dedicated module with an API to say, okay, you have this list of fields in the D6 CCK format. With the set of enabled modules, you have the new D7 date module. So you are now able to migrate the previous D6 date fields to the new D7 format. So check this box, check this box, upgrade. You'd probably get a batch API progress page. Data is being migrated. Data is migrated. We deleted your old school field and old school data. It's now ready in the D7 format, but you still have those legacy fields that we are not able to import yet because the module doesn't exist yet in D7. So the migration part will be a module in itself and is a project in itself. I'm hoping, but right now I cannot ensure that it will be ready the day Drupal 7 ships. the day Drupal 7 ships, you'll be able to build new Drupal 7 sites using fields, but you possibly won't be able on day one to move your existing Drupal site to D7 and keep your fields.
Okay, well, great, thanks.
Thank you.